Among the significant amendments is a $6 million increase to the governor's Opportunity Fund, which is used to lure out-of-state businesses to relocate to Virginia. In addition, McDonnell has rejected language passed by the General Assembly that would have allowed localities the option of requiring employees to pay a percentage into their pension fund. The governor has also proposed increasing speeding fines by $1 for each mile per hour over the speed limit to help pay for some of the new spending initiatives. Republican Delegate Tim Hugo of Fairfax.
So I think it's going to be an interesting afternoon. I think there'll be some interesting topics. Many of them will not be partisan, but more regional. Looking at a lot of the governor's amendments, if you look at them, they're focused on job creation, and which I think continues the theme that he ran on, and we, Ryan and Senator McDougall and I, worked on through the General Assembly session. I mean, we're looking at job creation, investment, and I think if you look at the overwhelming number of these amendments, that's really what they're focused on.
Republican Senator Ryan McDougall of Mechanicsville.
But I would say, looking at this being my ninth reconvened session, previous sessions, we frequently have had a number of controversial issues. Most of the amendments which have been made are more technical and housekeeping or trying to make policies better as opposed to any wholesale changes. And certainly this governor has issued no vetoes, which I would say would lead to a faster session tomorrow and less contention. But I would be assured that there will be some debate on some of the issues going forward.
Democratic Delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond said she was concerned by an amendment which would completely eliminate state funding for public broadcasting over the next 4 years.
Public broadcasting and radio have been cut over the years, and I think they are a vital part of our education system and our news system. And I'm worried that if we keep cutting them to the point where they're on their own, then they're not going to survive. And in a world where we have so many profit-driven news outlets, it's nice to know that you have one that isn't. And when you combine that with how much public broadcasting does for our school systems, I think we need to do all that we can to make sure they survive, and that means giving them adequate funding.
One key state official will most likely be missing for the one-day session. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling has been stranded in Florence, Italy, due to the grounding of flights all over Europe because of the huge clouds of ash from volcanic eruptions in Iceland. Bowling had traveled abroad to speak at a symposium on job creation, sponsored by James Madison University's Italian campus and the city of Florence. In the event of his absence, Senate President Pro Tem Chuck Colgan will preside over the session. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.